You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. As we continue to look at WNBA draft prospects, I'm pleased to welcome to the show right now Mike Nabors, assistant coach from Xavier University. Mike, how are you today?
Dave, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. Mike, you have two of the best posts in the country, and let's start with talking about All-American Amber Harris. An incredible mix of size and skill. Somebody who most people, I think, are projecting out to be the number three pick in the WNBA draft this year.
Yeah, she does some things that we haven't really seen done, I think, in the women's college game, just with the combination of those two areas. I think we've had players that could do things around the goal or do things on the perimeter, but the fact that she's able to do both of those things has made her a really, really unique kid to coach for 4 years. And, you know, I think a lot of people have watched her see the obvious things, you know, a 6'5 kid with the ability to take a defensive rebound and dribble it up the floor and either take it to score or pull up into a three like she was doing against Louisville there in the tournament. It's just, she makes it look so effortless. Early in her career, a lot of people didn't think she worked very hard because she made it look so smooth. And I'll tell you this, some of the best things I've seen her do were actually in practice when she was going against our practice guys and was really challenged by somebody bigger than her and stronger than her, more athletic than she was. But she would still be able to do things against them, that just every day she would do something that just wowed me. So I'm looking forward to seeing her play at the WNBA level where the spacing's better and the athleticism at every position is like it is, because I think it's just going to play right into her strengths and the versatility that you've talked about. I think the two things they don't know about Amber Harris that you can't find out from just watching games is her true passion for the game. She follows every aspect of basketball. She can tell you every NBA player. She can tell you their stats, their teams, their backgrounds, their style of play, their strengths, their weaknesses. She knows everybody in the WNBA. She knows overseas. She is just a basketball junkie, and that sometimes doesn't show up just watching games. And then the other thing is her coachability. I've never been around a kid that you could coach as hard and as tough and as honest as you can Amber Harris. You have to coach her that way. She wants to improve so much, and she wants to build her game and become the best player she can. It's so much that she wants to be coached. And if you don't coach her, she lets you know. So those two things, I think, maybe people don't have a chance to see because they're not working with her on a daily basis and they're not behind the scenes. But a great blend of the physical tools. And then, you know, you couple that with being coachable and having a true passion for the game itself. And I think you're looking at a kid that certainly deserves to be in the talk for one of those top picks.
Now, if you were appraising her and looking at what she would need to improve on, what would you think would be, you know, a weakness that she has right now or something?
Yeah.
If not a weakness, something that needs improvement.
No, I think she's got weaknesses, and she'll be the first one to tell you that. She's got to tighten her handles up a little bit. As fluid as she is with her ball handling, she's going to have to get better with that. She's got to get a little bit more compact, and I think that's something that'll come with the playing against increased athleticism. She was able sometimes to over-dribble the ball against teams because of her sheer dominance in athleticism and size, but I don't think she's going to be able to do that, you know, for the rest of her career. So she's got to tighten that up. Her three-point shot, the consistency on it is something I think that she wants to improve. She shoots it really well. It looks really good coming off her fingers every time she shoots it, but she can go through some droughts where it doesn't look that way. So I think just the technique of being out, you know, around the arc a little bit more. So those two things will go hand in hand. And the one thing that we've harped on her for a long time is being an offensive rebounder. And to her credit, and it's hard to argue with her a lot of times because we would get on her and tell her to go to the offensive glass, and she would look at us and she'd say, why? Because she is going to get it. And quite frankly, she was right. So it was hard to argue with her on film there because she would she would just be going in and getting a rebound that she was already going to get. So I think those three areas are, you know, her areas of focus that she wants to work on in the brief time that she has between now and when they start playing games. But I think you'll see a lot of growth in those two areas from her early in her WNBA and professional career.